You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the third day of January 2012, actually the second day of January 2012. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Jackie Vakes. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Over the holiday, Washington, D.C. got part of their act together, I guess, and decided they could take care of some of the fiscal cliff, but not all of it. Why don't you put it in context to what's been happening in the marketplace?
Well, I think that, I guess, first off, I'd like to say, you know, milk does a body good because it sure got those congressmen to move when they thought they were going to have $8 milk. They knew that that wouldn't help them at all. And so at least we got something good done. All we did was really, you know, put off the farm bill. And we know that we're going to have another fight on our hands. The biodiesel situation retroacted back to 2012. You could really see that in the bean oil market today. I'll tell you, the bean oil market was on fire, and that's primarily because of this. You know, it's a situation where I still don't think we're truly trading all of the fundamentals that are going on here in the marketplace. And yet, let's take a look back to a year ago today. At this point in time, we were at 643 on nearby beans. Today, where did we close? We closed at 689 and a half. In the bean market, we were at 1190, and today we're not settled yet, but we're at 1406 and a half. Wheat market was at 624. You know, it's currently at 754 and three quarters. So, you know, we've already started out this year at a much better place than where we've been, even though we're whining because of the fact that we're not higher than where we are. We always have to look back. And, you know, those were numbers that were prior to the drought. And so I think all that says to me is there's good reason for people to protect themselves. Even though we don't have all the moisture we'd like to have, I still think that we have to be very careful because the trade is always looking at these types of numbers as far as saying, well, maybe we're a little overvalued for where we are.
Hey, one of the things that we've looked at in the past as it's related to how well commodities are moving, whether that's internationally or domestically, is freight rates. Have you been following them at all?
Well, I really have, and I actually did went out to the AMS, which is the research department in the USDA, and was able to get some third quarter information. I think it's pretty good. On barge rates, I can see barge rates right off the screen, and that they're at 67 cents a bushel right now. Rail on a uni train, about $0.91. It's $1.01 if you're going on anything smaller than a uni train. And trucking, the best I could get it was at $4.02 a gallon for diesel fuel. That came out to about $1.82 a bushel. The official ocean rates right now to Japan out of the Gulf are running about $1.27. This would be on corn. China, $1.22. Pacific Northwest, $0.69. And China, 64 cents also for corn. Let's put it a little bit into context, Todd. I looked at Minneapolis to the Gulf for Japan, and this is going to be on corn. Approximately $2.37 for trucking during the third quarter of 2012. Average corn price, $6.94 a bushel. And then if you take ocean freight rates and add it on at $1.27, you're looking at $10.58 to be able to ship it out of there. And I have bean information for there, too. $2.54 to take it to the Gulf from Minneapolis. Average cost for beans, $15.30, and comes out to $19.11, basically. Now, if you go to the Pacific Northwest, it's kind of interesting because to freight corn costs $3.14 a bushel. You know, they don't have as much river system as we do, so it's very obvious, you know, that it costs more to get it there. But the average price for corn per bushel was $6.19 versus $6.94. And at 69 cents, $10.02 versus $10.58 going out of the Gulf. Beans, $3.34 to get it there, $14.57 versus $15.30 for an average price, 64 cents. That gives you $18.55. And so you can see why there's a lot of concern on the part of the commercial user down here in this part of the world, because those are attractive numbers. Now, mind you, you know, things going out of the Gulf, going to China, are still going to probably, it services a different part of China than what the Pacific Northwest does. But at the same time, you can see where the pull could be to take some of that grain out. And it might explain why we've had such active buying coming out of the Dakotas, coming down here into Illinois, into Indiana, places like that. They want to get their hands on it while they can. And for the listeners that are local, Champagne to the Gulf basically ran about $1.43. And so, you know, if you put the freight rate onto that or the ocean rate onto that and an average price of $6.94, which is what the USDA had, that's $9.74 a bushel. So you can see that, you know, they definitely are used to being able to pull grain out of our area, which hasn't been a very easy thing to do this year.
Right. So so let me see if I can put some of that into context. So it tells you that from Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, that they have a good market to the Pacific coast.
Right.
They also have an unusual market to Decatur and other parts of the our part of the world, which has been pretty good as well. And did I hear you say that shipments from here to the Pacific Northwest were happening as along the way?
No.
Did I hear that right? I didn't.
No,
they're
coming in from from the markets that normally would supply the Pacific Northwest
are
actually
coming
supplying
here.
Us.
That's what I thought. But I thought maybe you said it the other way around, and I wanted to clarify that. So, so what it tells you, does it tell you anything about those folks that have a good corn crop or soybeans that are left in storage that are in Illinois, Indiana, in our radio station coverage area?
Well, I think what it says to me, and we've talked about this before, is if you do have good grain, you better make sure that whoever you normally sell to knows about it, because it tells me that the normal pricing here probably isn't going to be quite as good as we'd like to see it, and it's especially not going to be reflective of a good crop or good quality grain. And so if you want to get a good price out of it, you have to be watching and letting people know that that's where you're at. Now, one of the things I watch as a rule of thumb when it comes to the wheat market is French wheat and the black sea wheat. And it's very interesting because French wheat today hit 901, and we are at 754 and three quarters. Usually a good indicator for us as to how competitive our wheat market will remain in the world. And black sea wheat was at 871. We're at 811 and a quarter. And so, you know, it again just backs up the fact that when you look at those markets, they don't have all of the supply that they'd like to have, and it just gives us here in the U.S. more opportunity to be able to sell our local wheat. And when I'm talking about over there, Todd, one of the funny things I saw today for 2013 was the big concern in Russia right now is where they're going to buy a beer. As of January 1st, I didn't know they did this, but they had kiosks that actually sold beer along the highways and on the regular streets in the cities. And they've now reclassified beer from being a food to an alcoholic beverage.
Hmm.
And so they can no longer do that. And so I just 2013 is bringing changes everywhere.
It gives new meaning to Redbox.
I guess it does. Yes.
No
question about that. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we look at crude oil, too. You know, starting out the new year, of course, we've had a really strong crude oil market. And, you know, when you compare that to London, London's at 111. We're sitting at 93 right now. It certainly indicates, too, that we may not be able to hang on to the cheaper gas prices that we're currently or have currently been experiencing. So a lot of things changing. I just think that the fiscal cliff situation is not over. And it's only going to come back and rear its ugly head again as we go further down. And
probably
to me,
sometime in the month of February, I would suppose.
Well, and then when you take a February cliff deal, and then you look at the fact that China policy is going to be announced in February, sometime after the lunar holiday, those could be two really big things for us in the commodity market. So, you know, along with South American weather, beans beginning to come on. I think that's really what kind of dampened the market spirits today. They, you know, the Dow looks wonderful, but everything else was like, well, you know, we still don't feel real comfortable about where we're headed.
And one other item to make sure we get to, the Mississippi River looks like it's going to get lower again, and really soon, like in the next 4 or 5 days.
Well, that's what they're talking about. I looked it up this morning. It was at -4.33 feet. And, of course, we know that -5 is kind of the golden number, and we know the lowest it's ever been is -6.5, and it may actually hit that level. I think sometimes people forget when it starts to snow. They think that that makes all the difference in the world, but it really doesn't. And one of the things that the freight rates bring home good and hard to us is when you start to compare 67 cents a bushel on a barge compared to 91 on the rail and $1.82 on a truck. If you have to start alternative methods, it's going to hurt our basis levels. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's Jackie Vakes. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the Closing Market Report on Wednesday afternoons to take a look at the agricultural commodity markets.